Zion, Lessons from the Lay, Parshas Kisavo. I am so darn excited to be back live here in Yeshivat Lev HaTorah, the different Lev HaTorah. It looks a lot of different. I apologize if people in the background hear construction. They're building, they're moving and shaking here. The offices are different. The Rebbe's are different. Everything's going on here. It's very exciting. Parshas Kisavo is an exciting Parsha for me, I'll be honest, because it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Mazel Tov. So that's one little thing. I want to dedicate the learning today for a number of different people. Rachmana Litzlan, there are some Chole Yisrael Ha'umdim that unfortunately in my list of Cholim have continued to get longer and longer. One is Miriam Yittel, Bas Rachel, who was involved in a horrific car accident, and Mamish, her and her husband, needs Rachamei Shamayim. My wife's dear cousins are their parents, and unfortunately we were coming back from Yerushalayim and we saw this horrific accident. We actually saw it, and we were always hoping that everybody was okay. So Mir Tzeshem Tzeshem Refu Shleim B'Sol Chayachol Yisrael. Also we daven for Simcha Ben Bela Gittel the Rebbeinu Shalom Shetzen Him Refu Shleim B'Sol Chayachol Yisrael. Sarah Na'ama Bas Rivka Eliza. Was cancer before Shleim B'Soch Shachli Yisrael. I also want to dedicate this year. I had the schus, and I mean the schus, to give a kovod acharon just 2 days ago to Mrs. Bracha Samet. Mrs. Bracha Samet is the Rabbi Sobolovsky's mother-in-law, Rebbetzin Sobolovsky's mother, who was buried here in Eretz Yisrael. I have a unique relationship as I had the schus of helping start Rabbi Sobolovsky's shul in Bergenfield, Or HaTorah. And it's not often you meet somebody who has the qualities of Baruch Hashem financially being able to support an institution and physically supporting an institution. What I mean by that is that she not only built the shul from a financial level with her husband, amazing person himself, Yibadul Chaim, but also physically she was the one who would call me up, Daniel, come, and we would literally paint the shul, we would put up the shades, change the lighting. She would always, tell me what to do, and she would be the one, Mamish, Erev Rosh Hashanah, making sure that the shul looked perfect, literally putting a coat of paint on so it looks beautiful. You don't meet many people like that. She was a very, very dedicated individual. Hashem should give nechama to their family. So as we start now the season, of course, we should have started 2 weeks ago, the season of Elul, but now we really feel it. I feel like, when September rolls around, that's when Rosh Hashanah, is something that's upon us. And there is a very integral pasuk in this week's parsha that I'm sure I must have commented before. We know that 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, we read the Tochacha. The Tochacha we read 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks before Shavuos, we read the Tochacha of Parshas Bukhukosai. And Rabbi Yisai, this is very interesting. I remember, I think I say this every single year, but I'll say it again until my last days. And that is, it's very important for us to focus on the Tochacha. I had the schus, one Elulzman, of going back to my yeshiva, going back to Yeshivat HaKotel, where we went to the Vasika Minor of Nevensel. At the time, Rav Nevensel had surgery on his knees, so we had a daven in his house. I remember, beautiful, beautiful apartment he has, overlooking beautiful Aron Kodesh, and Rav Nevensel was the one who leaned. And as Rav Nevensel started to read the Klalos, it was the first time in my life I ever heard somebody actually cry. He became very emotional. We don't think about that the Torah is very much related to us. My Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would always say, every week's Parsha talks about what's going on in current events, what's going on in the world. His famous Hashkafish here always dealt with that. So one of the most important of those psukim is something that, if we were to work on anything in this Chodesh, in Chodesh Elul, this would be one of the things. I also want to just point out, Rav Bitterman points this out in his Sefer on Elul, that we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking, I'm going to become a better person when? During a Seder Shmiras Tshuva. This is the time. It's like this extra gift God gave us to wake us up. We have the shofar blowing in the morning. Wake up! Uru! Rishino Shalivad, wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your summer fun. This is Elul, Rabbi Yisai. This is the time to focus on it. Right? It shouldn't even be Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're like, oh my God. It's now! Now's the time. So the pasuk says that one of the curses, if you will, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael, is because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. Tachas asher lo avadetas Hashem. Tachas asher lo avadetas Hashem alokecha b'simcha b'tu levav mirov kol. Can you just close the door? Sorry. That we didn't serve Hashem with the ultimate form of joy, mirov kol. This is the klala that he gives us. Hashem gives us such good, and we don't recognize it. And, excuse me for saying, we serve Hashem with, at a rote. Probably everybody here was born into this religion as an outstanding modern Orthodox guy. And most of the time we do mitzvahs at a rote. I'll prove to you we do mitzvahs at a rote, because I bet you've had the same scenario I've had. Have you ever Friday night, when you're davening, said Slach Lanu by mistake? Because you're not paying attention and try to be a cool Jew and go, right, so you're in the middle starting, and you're like, oh shoot. And you think everybody's right. I'm fine. I'm scratching, everyone. I'm just a scratcher, right? Because we're embarrassed. How many of us forget Yalav Yalav? The famous story about the chassid from your yeshiva. The chassid who goes to the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, I forgot the halacha. I forgot Yalav Yalav. It's Rosh Chodesh. I forgot Yalav Yalav, but it's the night. Do you repeat Shema Nesrei or not? And the Rebbe's like, I don't understand your question. He's like, Rebbe, it's Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yalav. Do you repeat it or not? The Rebbe says, I don't understand your question. How can you daven and forget Yalav Yalav? Right? There's a famous Rebbe. My friends had an MTA. Actually, needs a refuah shlema. Rav Cohen, Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen. I believe he was in the hospital, at least that I knew of last week. And now he's a Rosh Hashiva in YU. So my friend once forgot his tefillin. So he wanted to know, what's the halachas? So he said, Rebbe, what should I do? I forgot my tefillin at home. When do I put it on? He says, What did you say? How did you forget your tefillin at home? And he said, looked at him, and it changed his life, but he said, did you forget your underwear? Where's your underwear? You got your underwear? He's like, yeah. He goes, how did you remember? Nobody in the morning, right? Nobody, I don't think anybody, walks in and be like, dude, you're not wearing any pants. You know, like, you see that in the movies. Hey, nobody does that. How did you forget your tefillin? Mirov kol. We do mitzvahs at a rote. We don't care. So it appears to be that simcha is an integral part. Rav Asher Weiss, in his wonderful, amazing sefer on the parsha, Rav Asher Weiss speaks about the introduction to simcha was Kabbalah Satorah. The momentous occasion of Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai was due to the fact, primarily, because we accepted the Torah with joy, even though it would be a yoke of mitzvahs. The Rabbanu Shalom gave all the other nations the opportunity to take the Torah. What did they all say? No. The Yishmael said, what do you mean? We can't kill? We love killing. Allahu Akbar. No way, man. Right? And they went to Edom, and they went to all the stealing. That's our pastime. What do you mean? That's what we do. And we said, Naseh v'nishma. We're going to serve Hashem, even though it's difficult. That's what our lives is, the yoke of mitzvahs. This lifestyle, says Rav Moshe Weiss, seems to stand in great contradiction with human nature, especially in the generation that we live in. If you don't feel good, don't do it. Who told you to do this? The Greeks were so smart in the times of Hanukkah, because they went to the Jews and they took mitzvahs daf and they said, it makes no sense. Why are you doing something that makes no sense? Bris Milah, you're going to mutilate your child? Everybody's going according to the sun. You're going to go with Rosh Chodesh according to the lunar calendar? What's wrong with you? Shabbos? It's supposed to be a fun day. What's going on over here? We don't cry out against the obligation to serve Hashem. We rejoice. But what happened with the generations? It became annoying. It became a drill. It became just something we do. Mitzvah Samashim Lumadim, as the Navi tells us. We don't serve Hashem anymore thinking about it. And this is what the Rambam tells us. The Rambam says something very, very startling. I'll read you the Rambam. I apologize, I don't have the actual text here. The Rambam says, "Hasimcha sheyismach adam." This is in Hilchos Lulav. "Sheyismach adam be'asiyas hamitzvah u'be'avo hakel shetzivu b'hem avoda gedoy lehu."
Do you know what the true avoda is, he says? To serve Hashem b'simcha. V'chein ha-moneh ha-atzmo mi-simchaso zo lo-royi. She-nemar tachas lo-levat Hashem b'simcha tuch-lei. He quotes our pasuk in our parsha. He says somebody who takes that joy away from the mitzvah, he's not doing the mitzvah. V'chein ha-megayis dato v'chole kvodo ba-atzo u-mechabed be-eino k'mar. He goes, it's called a choyte in a shoyte. A person has to do the mitzvahs b'simcha v'tuv le-vav. It's interesting, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, called the Divrei Yirmeyahu, writes, what does it mean a true simcha? It's a simcha of the Torah. You're here, let's call it Shana Bet, really Shana Aleph. You're here Shana Bet, and hopefully one of the things that you learned, that you never learned all the years in your school, Nebuch, your parents wasted thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, is the simcha, right? You're not going to get a math professor that's going to come up and go, guys, I don't want to just teach you math. I want to teach you that math is joyful. History? Oh, the chemistry regions? I want to teach you that. So much fun. No. But Torah has to be taught b'simcha, the mitzvahs b'simcha b'tuv levav. We make a bracha, we're begging the Ribbono Shel Olam every morning, b'harevna, please make the Torah sweet. That's the point. Says Rav Asher Weiss, there's a great advantage to serving Hashem with joy. But why such a punishment? Why does Hashem say the klalos, the curses come if you don't keep my mitzvahs? Okay. Tachos, did I do the mitzvah or not? Right? It's like going up to the Shemayim after 120 years and God's like, yeah, you did this, you did this, you did all of it, you did it. But out of rote. But I did it. Did I not do it? I don't understand. It's like, you know, that argument with your parents. But I did it. I asked you to take out the garbage. I did it. You didn't do a b'simcha. Okay, you did it. But what? Why is there such a punishment? It's a great question. So answers Rav Asher Weiss that it must be that the basic foundation, as the Rambam tells us, the critical prerequisite to the service of Hashem is with simcha. The only way to... You understand what a mitzvah is? The mitzvah has the root in it. Tzava. Tzadik vav hei comes from what? To get closer to Hashem. Korban, karev, get closer. The whole point of mitzvahs is to get closer to Hashem, not just to do it and say, check, I daven today. It's supposed to uplift us to be better. If we contemplate the words of the Rambam, there are two prerequisites in serving Hashem. One, we have to rejoice in every detail of the mitzvah, even if it's difficult. And there are a lot of mitzvahs that are difficult for us to do. Yes. Because we are servants of Hashem. And number two, we rejoice because we love Hashem. We long to cleave Hashem. I need the dodi v'dodi li, like the number one Elul acronym. Somebody said, I heard a rabbi say, there's 60 acronyms, he said. I can give a whole shiur on the acronyms. I need the dodi v'dodi li, I need the dodi v'samte l'cha, yishlareyev matanas lev yoinim. The joke about everybody that goes to Uman, you know, a lot of people go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. So it says, "Ani leUman veIshti levad." Rav Asher Weiss points out, "Ani leDodi veDodi li." It doesn't say there is another one. It says Dodi li. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't come to us. Ani leDodi. We have to say, "I want to serve you, Hashem." And God says, "Not because you just serve me. Don't just do the mitzvahs. Do it b'simcha. The mitzvahs has to be done b'simcha." Rav Asher Weiss points out that there is a curious dichotomy. On one hand, we have to serve Hashem, ki eved, that we are avodim to Hashem. Hey, Masher, I'll say to you, it's chami eretz Yitzrayim. Pasuk in Vayikra, actually. On the other hand, the pasuk says, banim Hashem l'Hashem l'kechem. A few weeks ago, it was parasha. Which one is it? The Zohar points out that there is love and awe in every service of God, in every mitzvah we do. In a relationship, love is supposed to come with joy. I want to do so much for my spouse because I love my spouse, but it gives me a sense of joy. Right? You spend so much time buying that birthday present or going out and picking the right flowers because I love her, but it gives me a joy. I don't just go, oh, shoot, it's our anniversary. Damn it. I got to go to the flower store and buy her flowers. Ah, another tennis bracelet? Ah, no. If
you're a good husband, it gives you more joy to buy your wife a gift than you giving yourself a gift. But what's the awe aspect? In the second parak, David HaMelech calls it Gila Birada. We have to serve Hashem with rejoicing through trembling. What does that mean? In the midst of a Maaser Sheni, the pasuk says, "Laman tilmad liyirat Hashem." The reason why we go up to the Beis Hamikdash and bring Maaser Sheni is to learn the fear of God. Imagine the moment you go up there. Wow! Tosfos and Bava Basra speaks about this. Adaf Chavala. Tosfos says that you would go up to the Beis Hamikdash and see the Kohanim. You didn't see that. You're sitting in Nebuchad Beit Shemesh, you know, in hot Beit Shemesh. Right? They didn't have the fancy Teslas in those days. So you would walk a Leila Regal, you bring your Maaser Sheni. You would walk to bring Maaser Sheni. You go a Leila Regal for 3 times a year. You bring your Maaser Sheni. Wow, I forgot what it's like. You guys like me, unfortunately, Baruch Hashem, I say this Baruch Hashem, I haven't been to the Kotel yet. I was away for 2 months. We went to the Kotel, we couldn't find park. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say this, but we had to drive away. We didn't know what to do anymore. There was no parking anywhere. Baruch Hashem, slichos, and everything going on at the Kotel. Sometimes you go to the Kotel after a few months. I missed you, Kotel. Imagine the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine seeing the Kohen Gadol, the Sanhedrin, the miracles that were in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the year of Hashem. That's what the Tosfos says based on the Sifri. To see that was a joy. So one would imagine that was the picture of Yerushalayim. Wasn't Yerushalayim a solemn place? Nebuch, the guy goes up, he's bringing a korban chatas, he did something wrong. But that's not true. It was a great joy. In fact, you weren't allowed to do calculations inside the old city. There was a place to go outside of the old city, we're told, the Midrash says. Because a person should have joy. He shouldn't start doing calculations and realize how much money he doesn't have. The pasuk says, Yufei Noth Misos Kol Haaretz. It's a place of joy. So says the Rabbeinu Yonah, yes, is rejoice through trembling. Most times those are two opposite things. If you have a relationship where I love my wife, but I fear my wife, we joke about it sometimes, you know. But that's not a good relationship. But with Hashem, it is the ultimate relationship to have. And that explains the dichotomy of the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. The day of Rosh Hashanah itself has a strange motif. On one hand, I hope you all feel the same. On Friday night, in just 2 weeks from now, we're going to hear the following thing. My favorite tune. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh shoot, it's Rosh Hashanah now. And there's a little fear that goes into it. It's a fearful day. You're being judged. The Gemara says, you can't say Hallel on this day. It's a Yom Tov. Why don't you say Hallel? The Rosh Hashanah says, are you kidding me? You should be scared to death. So then why does the pasuk say, L'chu achum amshanam v'shusam matakim? Ki chetvas Hashem, go out. Nechemnu, when the people realize that they weren't serving Hashem in the proper ways, it's go eat, have fun. It was Rosh Hashanah that day. That's what a Jew is. Yes, we're schizophrenic people. Rav Nebetzel writes this in his own beautiful work as well on the parsha. One who fulfills Torah commandments joyfully will desire to increase his observance. Serving Hashem with joy bears witness to man's essential identification with the mitzvahs and proves that he realizes the benefits, the gifts, even the small gifts that Rav Oshon gives us. I listen a lot to Rav Yigal Kohn. He speaks about simcha all the time. But this morning I heard this concept. He says, the child comes to you and the child says, I want a bike. So what do? Give him a test. You say, I'm not sure about the bike, but you know what? Here's the candy. The kid's all upset, kicks the candy. He says, now you're not getting a bike. He says, why am I not getting a bike? What does that have to do with anything? Because I gave you a candy, you didn't say thank you. You don't appreciate? You're going to earn the bike. Do we thank Hashem for not having X, Y, and Z dargos that so many people have? He always says this, Rav Yigal Kohn always says. People complain all the time. What do they say? Oh, I have such a terrible life. You'll never guess what happened today. Right? I stubbed my toe in the morning. And I had to go. I waited online. And I have a horrible life. God hates me. And you're like, wait. Did you wake up in the morning, number one? Your heart's beating? Shkoyach. Do you have a roof over your head? You had food this morning? You have people that like you? Your family? Your parents? Come on! Doesn't make any sense. One who enjoys to work, he gladly works. He does the project happily. But the Torah's message is, one who fulfills the mitzvahs in duress is not good. Right? Let's say you have an employee who works. You ask him to do a project for you. He finishes the project and he says to you, I finished the project. But you know what? I'm not happy about it because I had to work late. Was that project finished? Yes. Okay, the boss is like, yes. Okay. But if you do a mitzvah in duress, I didn't want to do, God, I put tefillin on today, but I didn't want to. You're losing it. That's the tochacha, the heart of the tochacha. The same Rav Nevetzel who cried over this. The joy is the matter of the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah itself. But yes, it comes with fear. There's a synthesis in serving Hashem. It's hard because we know that fear and love seem to be opposites. I meet a friend I haven't seen in years. Ah, there's a love. A terrorist comes up to me. There's a fear. They're opposites. No. The simcha is both of those things. Yes, we are schizophrenic Jews. Especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day that has both. Tshuva has both in it. There's a great simcha that God said, oh my God, I'm giving you this extra time. Wake up. I'm letting you blow the shofar every day. Wake up. L'davar Hashem ol yiviyishi. Yes, wake up. I know who you really want to be. You're a good person. Guys, we live in a generation that we can't appreciate joy anymore. Simcha has left the building. People aren't allowed to be happy anymore. Everybody's so sad. We don't have time to smile anymore and recognize the great life that we were given. There's so much gossipiness in the world that we're not happy with what we have. We want more and more and more. Where's the simcha? Where's the ability? Do you know how many of your friends are not able to come back Shana Bet? Right, you take the Shana Aleph numbers. You all know, even in Yeshivat Frisch, right? There were people who didn't go to Israel for the year. I heard of people who went straight to Second University their Shana Aleph. There's such stories I've heard. And there are some smart people who went to that secular university and realized there was a mistake. They should have gone to Shana Aleph. And then they get placed in Shana Bet. I don't know why, but okay, fine. But you understand? Do you ever think for a moment, wow, I could have missed an opportunity of my life. You have the opportunity. There's no simcha in realizing that you've been given an opportunity. And of the people that were here last year, so how many came back? Less than 50%. Do you know how lucky you are? There's no simcha in that? That you realize the Ribbono Shalom? There's no simcha in that? Come on. You know how many people had to fight with their parents to come back? You, Baruch Hashem, won the war? There's no simcha in that? I know it's hot outside. But you're sitting in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosh, there's no simcha in that? Yes, we have to be fearful. We should do the mitzvahs in the right way. Yes, we have to be fearful that it's another year that I kind of am in the same place I was last. Yes, but a simcha knowing that God gave us this time of ani l'dodi dodi li. Please, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, just come back to me and then I will love you back. There's a great simcha in that. Yes, it comes with a little fear, but simcha as well. We should be zeicha. I know it's a little bit early, but I don't know if I'll be seeing you as I'll be traveling next week. Should have a ksiva chesima tova, la'alta chaim tovim v'sholom, p'shizoicha, that we should all be written in the book of goodness and the book of joy. We should serve Hashem b'simcha b'tuv levav mirov kol shkoyach.